we interrupt the totally focused flow of today's Robin and Meter Show to bring you Psychotic Panic.
Here's one. 50-year-old man from Georgia. He lost his penis to cancer, and you know they replaced it, and I'm not kidding you now, with his middle finger. I'm not kidding you. 17-hour transplant. They inserted a tube down the middle of the finger, so it acts as a urethra, and it works for both ways. Truth.
Where'd you get that story? What's your credible source?
Right here. You're looking at it.
What if he wants to flip somebody off? That gets really brutal.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that's the truth.
I'm just glad it didn't have to work the other way around.
You know, that he actually had the surgery a long time ago. It's now just started functioning in both applications.
Yeah.
Dippity-doo.
I think that's quite ingenious.
And he can still count to 10.
He used to be able to count to 11, as we know. Let's check now on the Jim Foreman excitement level. Let's go back here. Jim Foreman, weather makes him hot. And how you doing now, Jim? Wow, it's a
hot cocoa day. Hi, good morning, Robin and Maynard. Hello.
Hi. Hey, I wanted to ask Robin and Maynard if that puts a whole new meaning on the term "want to pull my finger."
No, pull my finger. No. I'm going to this caller right now.
6:48, we go to the blower. We spend the Friday morning Melody Ranch Quiz Wheel Deluxe. Who's your contestant, Robin?
It's Timon Davis. Timon, I've not heard that name before. Is that a family name?
Sort of. I guess it's supposed to be biblical.
Really?
There's a Timon in the Bible. What did Timon do?
Oh, I have no idea.
Was he Temple Timon?
Yeah, it could have been Temple Timon.
Category, Transcendental Meditation.
Uh-oh.
Timon, on this day, Feb 16th, 1968, say it with me, Timon, February. Say February 16th, 1968, John, George, Paul, and Ringo traveled to India. As you know, the Beatles studied under Maharishi Mahesh who?
Yogi!
Yogi!
Yeah, yogi.
What's going on around here?
Yeah, you know, and their music after those studies certainly reflected his influence, but it wasn't just the Fab Four. No, not just the Mop Tops. There was one more artist who traveled with the Beatles.
Ooh.
Name our mystery artist.
Well, you know, it's really a sad thing when John feels he has to go to this length just to get a record he likes to hear on the air, but the name is Donovan.
Oh, okay, I'll go with Robin on that one. I can believe it.
Oh, God.
Yes, he has masterminded the quiz wheel to hear this.
Thrown like a star, my sleepy eye opened my eyes to take a peek. To find that I was by the sea.
Ah, right on.
Do not
don't
toy with the hurting
man.
Good
man
came singing out of the songs.
Don't ever say right on over a hurdy.
Then when the hurdy-gurdy man came singing.
A hurdy-gurdy ramp. Son, Timon?
Yeah.
Temple Timon?
I barely hear over the music.
Oh, don't worry about it.
All right, that's blasphemous.
Timon has ruined Donovan.
Did that ever happen to the Bible?
Oh, no, don't get me wrong. I love Donovan.
Oh, do you? Well, I'm not ready to hang up on you if you say that again.
And thou shall not talk over Donovan vocals.
Hang on the line here.
All right. Thank you.
All right, there's 250. I can't believe you would go to that depth. Sink that low and not even play Atlantis.
And now, the sponsorship. It's Rick Jones here, reminding you that at 1-800-DIVORCE, we'll connect you directly to Goldberg Jones.
Outstanding.
School's closed today. Don't ask me, you know, if you're closed. I mean, I can tell you that...
And it's pizza day.
No,
which
it
really
was,
sucks, doesn't it, Roy?
It was Weenie in a Blanket Day, I thought.
I don't know. I guess it depends on where you go to school.
Yes.
Yeah, about that.
What in the world was going on there?
Got that from the Maharesh and the Ten Chapatis of Love.
Snow until about noon.
Oh, turning to rain. It was so lovely.
I'm just worried about Jim for later on today because once that snow, that weather, you know, that weather circumstance changes.
Yes, Jim's turgidity meter certainly will go down with the rain.
Or Jimbo.
That's sadder than the nine-fingered man. This guy wants to know if he has how he trims his fingernail.
Okay. That just is
wouldn't
mean.
That be, I suppose it would just be kind of a circumcision.
Oh, boy.
Every few days. At 2 minutes after 7 o'clock. Well, here, let's give this. It's a big snow day and all kinds of news is breaking. Let's give her a fancy news treatment this morning with Robin and Maynard.
100,000 visitors on the spot. Keep the news wires hot.
Understand a word of that.
You understand big things are happening. It's kind of the Jim Foreman news treatment, don't you think so?
Hey, you guys are talking about my favorite reporter, Jim Foreskin.
No. And by the way, the man who had the surgery and had the finger implant, as opposed to the appendage, wasn't his finger. Where'd they get the middle finger? He has 11 fingers.
It wasn't his finger?
It was not his own finger. And I'm just wondering, isn't there the rejection factor? Robin had some kind of a story, and I don't know if it's credible, about the 11-fingered man.
He just got the whole thing working.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I mean, he could use it as a water faucet, kind of, and now he can use it as...
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it was transferred. Somebody's finger is now performing a service that maybe it had performed before.
Oh, yeah, it was a cadaver finger. Ooh, it has knuckles. Yikes.
Oh, yeah. You're going to take over as the head chef of the Dirt Burger Drive-In.
No,
here.
I'm not.
Yes, with an order to go.
No, that's a legitimate news story.
You're all going to the painful, stinking, scalding, everlasting tortures of a fiery hell created by God for sinners.